Cher, if Trump wins, we will have nothing, we will have Putin's idea of heaven. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 26, 2020. Cher, the left-wing pop star with an estimated net worth of more than $360 million, proclaimed that if President Donald Trump is re-elected, it would mean the end of freedom in America. And we will have nothing other than what Putin's idea of heaven is. Vote, because, if you don't vote, we'll have nothing. If he gets another 4 years in office, we will have nothing. We will have Putin's idea of what heaven is. We will have Erdogan's idea of what he is, insisted Cher at a Biden campaign event this weekend. We will have all of these people, all these autocrats who will have his ear, who will be paying him money, and we will have no power. Watch below. The Grammy winner's campaign Stomp Stop event for Biden in Las Vegas, Nevada, on Saturday was riddled with technical issues, and at one point she warned the crowd, "We'll talk. And then I'll sing and then I'll wave goodbye and that will be it." Cher went on to claim that a Biden administration would try and change what this man in the White House has done. "President Trump is ripping the guts out of America," Cher said. "If he got 4 more years, we wouldn't recognize it. We wouldn't have any of the freedoms that we have. I don't even know that we're going to be able to get the freedoms back. It's going to take a long, long time to get the freedoms back that we've taken for granted," continued the singer, who never actually explained which freedoms have been lost under the Trump administration. The pop star went on to say that she was ignorant of what was going on in the Black and Latino communities until cell phones came out. "I was so ignorant, too, until cell phones came out. I didn't know what was going on in the Black community," said Cher. "I didn't know what was going on in the Latino community. Not that I didn't know, but I never saw it." Last month, Cher declared President Trump a mass murderer and floated death as a punishment. A month before that, the singer took to Twitter to fantasize about the death of President Trump, stating that she hopes the ground opens while the president is at Gettysburg, and that we never see him again. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.